The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, December the 19th. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. You know, we're in the middle of the Christmas season, and when you're out and about, you see what is our next guest, really, the Salvation Army, because they're out there doing that bell ringing, which is so very important this time of the year. Major Richard Trimble, welcome to Radio Friends.
Good, thank you.
And this is really the busiest time of the year for you. But I think many people have the misconception that this is the only time of the year that the Salvation Army is out doing things, when you're working 365 days of the year.
We are, and Paul Harvey was a great advocate for the Salvation Army, and he attended the Salvation Army in Chicago. And he used to say that the Salvation Army has the worst public relations department in the world, but the best relations with the public. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we go about our work, have gone about it for 148 years.
Is that how long it's been?
148 years, been around a long time. And we just keep doing the things that need to be done, and we don't make a lot of squawk about it. You see us at Christmas with the bells, but boy, we're there year-round doing the things that we do. Yeah. And been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I like what you said. You go about doing your thing every day, day in and day out, and you don't make a big fuss about it.
Well, and we don't have a lot of staff. People that wear the uniform like myself, we're few in number. We have a really small staff. We depend a lot on volunteers. And with our size of staff, I mean, we do anything that we're called on to do. I mean, I sweep floors and I do janitorial work and I fix things and I run errands and, you know, I mean, the list just goes on and on.
You know, I think what's so important to get across to our listeners this morning is the fact that you're there every day of the year, but this time of the year is really very important for you because this is the biggest fundraising time of the year for you. You have a goal of raising $390,000 this Christmas season. Mm-hmm. I asked you how you were doing, and you told me with a little bit of a frown on your face, we're about 10% behind right now.
We are. And, you know, every now and then we will have to let the public know, you know, we're running a little behind. And there's kind of a little bit of angst out there right now. People are nervous and they're kind of worried about things. And so sometimes giving is not at the top of their mind. And so, you know, that's when we step up and we say, hey, don't forget us. Mm-hmm. We're out here. We're doing this. Been doing it a long time.
What happens if you don't make that goal, if you don't raise $390,000?
Well, it's like any budget process you have. That's what we have in the budget. If we don't raise $390,000, if we raise $375,000, then we've got to cut $15,000 out of that
budget. But where do you cut it from? Well, these are people who need assistance. Right. And they're not people who are just out because they don't want to work.
Right.
They're down on their luck.
They are. And, you know, a lot of us are just one paycheck away from having some trouble of our own. And so a lot of people have a misconception. We tend to judge life by our own life circumstance. We get up and we go to work and everything's okay. And we forget, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just maybe had one or two bad things happen. And all of a sudden they find themselves in situations that they would have never dreamed of.
Or you could have a catastrophic illness.
Oh, absolutely.
And all at once, that changes everything.
It does.
You may be sitting on top of the world, and all at once, the tides have turned on you. You never know.
Yeah, and we all know people who are in a situation that, who would have ever dreamed it? Who would have ever dreamed it? They would have thought, now here are people that are really have it together, but something happened. Mm-hmm. Something happened, and they find themselves in need.
Keep that in mind when you're giving your Christmas gifts. So many times we go out shopping, buying things for people who really don't need things. How many times have you scratched your head saying, what am I going to get so-and-so?
Right.
Here's a perfect idea for you. Make a donation to the Salvation Army in that person's name. That person who has everything. Mm-hmm. Give them a beautiful Christmas card and say, I made a donation in your name to the Salvation Army for $50 or $100, right. Whatever it is you can afford. You'll probably make that person feel a lot better, because if you don't know what to give them, they're going to end up taking it back anyway.
Right, right, right. And it's this is a good time of the year to also instill a sense of giving in your family. It's a good way to train your kids, the idea of giving. When I grew up, we had a little bowl that sat in a china cabinet, and I was a paper boy when I was in grade school, and Dad taught me, take a little bit of that money you make every week, put it up in that bowl, and at Christmas time, we're going to give it to somebody. And that has stayed with me all of these years. Now, I was a recipient. My family was a recipient of the Salvation Army services when I was a little boy in 1956. Our family lived in a little basement apartment that was actually one room with a curtain across the middle that separated the sleeping area from the living area, and there were six of us. And the bathroom was down the road in the trailer court. We didn't even have a bathroom in our building. And one day I looked out the window of our little apartment there, if you want to call it that, and there was this guy standing there. And I said, Mom, I think a policeman's here. Well, it was the Salvation Army. And they brought us toys and food. I never forgot that. And my wife said, I'm not surprised that you went into this work, because before I became a Salvation Army officer, I never went by a kettle lid. I didn't remember that. And now I've become one of those strangely clad fellows myself. So it's come full circle. And so my family's fortunes rose significantly after that year, and we ended up doing quite well. But my dad always remembered that too, and he taught us kids, all of us, you know, to think about other people, to care.
What a beautiful story. Absolutely beautiful story. Well, Major Richard Dremel, I wish you continued success with everything that you're doing with the Salvation Army. Remember, there's still time to give. And if you have made a donation already, consider making a second donation. That money stays in our community to help people in our community. The goal is $390,000, and you've got through the end of January to reach that goal. And my hope and prayer is that you will reach that
goal. Well, I'm sure we will.
Thank you so much for coming by. And Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Let's see. Friday, Vera Massey will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Remember, when you see the Salvation Army out there ringing those bells with the kettle, drop something in, and maybe something that doesn't make noise but is paper. That helps. Bye-bye.